America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell. We hope you are having a great day. We are live at Flowery Branch. We've been up here all day long. You heard from Coach Rob. We're going to hear from Matthew Bergeron coming up here in less than 6 minutes. Stay tuned for that. Very interesting dude, man. And, you know, Bergeron has come in and played really well for us. I like him a lot. I'm talking about from a playing standpoint. But, Mike, his personality, you can see why his teammates are drawn to him.
Yeah, we were at the practice the day, and I forget who was. It was Hennessy went down, and he got a chance to go in and really just kind of plugged in immediately. And we'll hear the conversation. We talk about it because he has been one of those guys, much like a Chris Lindstrom. And credit to Terry Fontenot. We've talked about previous regimes which struggled getting the trenches right. And this is a guy that's never really been an issue for this team. He's been a starter since he was here as a rookie from Syracuse.
All right, that is on the way. Tonight, the Knicks are in town. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. The Hawks are coming off of, you know, arguably one of the biggest early losses of the season. We don't know how the rest of the season is going to go, but you're playing the champs. You are, you know, ailing with injuries of your own, no Bogey. I mean, we could talk about all the things that we did not have and we still don't. But that takes us to who's available tonight, because Trey left that game against the Celtics with a rib injury. Mike, he was 1 for 10 before leaving, so he wasn't shooting the ball well. We get blown out 123-93. Is Trey playing tonight?
He is listed as available/probable with that right rib strain. So, again, it is. I'm not sure if he's going to be on a minutes restriction from Coach tonight, but Trey could go. Meanwhile, DeAndre Hunter, right knee injury management. He's questionable. David Roddy ain't feeling good. He's got an illness. Bogey, we learned today, did have a procedure. It wasn't surgery, but a right hamstring issue. He's going to be out at least 4 weeks, and they're going to reevaluate. Bufkin is out. Vit Krejci's out. Cody Zeller, he's not with the team, according to the Hawks injury report. So can Trey go? They also called up somebody from College Park today, too. I guess it was a sort of a 2-3 slash shooting guard. So they're trying to have some depth on the bench.
Yeah, he is. Listen, tonight, you know, you're playing the Knicks. They're certainly not as good just from a cohesive standpoint. They made some trades, and guys are still learning each other, right? Carl Anthony Towns is now there. But they come in, and off of this kind of loss, Mike, you're hoping that guys respond and play a lot better. But Onyeka's got to play well tonight. Jalen Johnson's got to play well. He's got 20 points in his last four games. And then you need Trey to shoot the ball a lot better than what he did, obviously, against the Celtics. Celtics, just, you said it, bombed us in the first half with threes. Right. The Knicks shoot threes, but they don't shoot them like that.
No, but here's the thing. I mean, is their defense going to get better? I mean, the good news is Reece Hachey is showing the ability to look. He doesn't look like he's a fish out of water, right? Reece Hachey.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, he's going to evolve. He's going to get physically bigger and stronger, but he looks good. I mean, he doesn't look like this is going to take 3 years for him. But see, at this point, you need DeAndre Hunter. You need perimeter defense. You need a guy that can get out on the shooters, right? body somebody. You know what? I'm going to be cool. I'm not going to say anything. He wears me out, Carl. Okay, I lied. This is when you need him early in the season, for crying out loud. But yeah, man, the cat thing and Jalen Brunson, everybody else, and Bridges, all the pieces they've added hasn't really jived just yet to the, I think, what Knicks fans' expectations. Just 3-3 so far in their first six.
All right, so we'll keep an eye out. We've got the action for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tonight, right at 7 o'clock, and Mike Conte will have the pre-half and post for you. Of course, Steve Holman, bang, with the call coming up here at 7. And again, you just, you know, you want to play better. You want to maintain your head above water while you're dealing with all these injuries. And then when you get guys back, Mike, we'll figure it out and see what this really looks like.
Right.
This is like last year. You really didn't get a chance to see what the team looked like because everybody was hurt.
No, I mean, like, I like Dyson Daniels. I think he certainly fits a role. We talked about Okongwu. Got us all excited with that. We talked about it with Lauren Williams yesterday from the AJC, who's the beat reporter. That big 28-point night to start the season. You know, I mean, there are some elements, but if you could just kind of keep your head above water where you force management to do something at the trade deadline. But right now, if I'm honest, it just looks like, well, here we go. It's another year where you're going to have so many elements missing from your starting five. And then coach has got to cobble together a lineup as he did almost, what 60 times last year?
Yeah.
I mean, we rarely get our starting five together for any stretch of play.
We will see what happens tonight. It's Dukes and Bell. We got to tell you what's coming up.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Who's going to step up if Drake can't go on Sunday? Because it's going to be a question whether or not he is ready. We're going to tell you that. It's on the way. But right now, let's get to the top three. All right, Mike, coming off the trade deadline. You asked Coach. You heard it.
Right.
Not the answer, Mike, that we necessarily wanted. But I think, you know, the honesty is you got to like the guys. He said this. You got to like the guys that you have, and you can't get so caught up in getting one piece that may cost you more in draft capital than you want to give up. We didn't make a move. How do you feel today about it?
I'm a little bit cooler. I always run hot, you know, the first day when I'm like, I want something. Because you saw what other guys were going for and comparable pieces were going for seventh rounders and fifth rounders. I know that we didn't have a fifth rounder because of that tampering nonsense. If they don't feel a fourth rounder is worth it, then if you use a fourth rounder on, let's say, any of the players, any of the edge rushers who were available, you know, the Lions obviously pulled the trigger and got a guy that they like. And I think it fits well. And I thought it would kind of fit well.
Is it Jefferson?
I thought it was going to fit well over here. But if it's a fourth rounder and you're only renting him, Carl, because his contract's going to be up, you go into next year's draft with a first, second, sixth, seventh.
Right.
So I don't know if that's something they weren't prepared to do. I just thought that there's a window, a finite amount of time to get things cooking. Yeah, Za'Darius Smith goes to Detroit. They were linked to him for a while. The other guy is Preston Smith. He's like a big-sized body. Hadn't really been doing much for Green Bay. But when fans see, I think that's the only argument, when fans see him go for a seventh-round pick to the Steelers, you feel like, well, why couldn't
they
we
gave
do
him
that?
Up. Yeah, they gave him away.
Well, let me ask you guys a question real quick.
Yes, Turtle.
It's pretty simple. Can the Falcons win the Super Bowl?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Yes, they
then
can.
You had to do whatever you had.
Yeah, I think that's where I think you can win the Super Bowl if you've got a guy that can contain some of these athletic quarterbacks in the NFC that you're going to have to beat to get to the Super Bowl. Without that, I think we're just going to find ourselves flailing and running around chasing guys like we were in some of those losses last season. Unless, as Carl pointed out in the interview, Caden Ellis, they start using the more linebackers and just saying, look, we're not going to get it from our down linemen. Everybody's in on this. Now.
Everybody
Jimmy,
yeah.
Like, gets more aggressive.
Well, and that's what I think you have to do, but you have to still pick your spots.
But you feel me on that? People saw a seventh rounder who was, you know, again, a year removed from having 8.5 sacks, and he had a bunch of sacks in Green Bay. And I think people see that, well, why couldn't you do that? Well, does he fit? Is he more?
Well,
I don't know. I don't think schematically was the issue. It's just that he wanted to do it.
But let's be honest about Smith going to the Steelers. His job is easier with T.J. Watt. And Hightower.
Heck yeah.
He's got two elite pass rushers that he's about to step into a situation where
Mike and Hayward. And Hayward.
They're not asking him to do 15. Like,
right.
Give us what you got and shore us up. That is a different deal than we have nobody, and I'm asking you to come in and handle all of this.
But then isn't that a knock on Terry Fontenot
no.
for not getting it right with Judon?
No. He didn't – it's too – at the end of the season, I'll give you a full evaluation of Judon. Because here's the deal. We could get through the season, and Judon could damn near win a playoff game for us and change the whole complexity of what we think about it.
But he's got to get cooking, and the analogy we got last week from Coach was, I mean, hey, Vaughn Miller came in, it was not really, if you read between the lines, maybe it wasn't in the best condition, and Vaughn Miller started popping late in the season. Well, Judon better stop popping, because you gave up a third, and the Patriots are laughing. Josh Uche went to Kansas City. There were other dudes that were out there, so I'm still a little frustrated, but all right, you better be getting it from the guys that are here. We can only cry so many days about Braylon Trice and a row. All the rookies are getting nothing of our second and third round picks because they're injured.
Yeah, they're not playing. Let me hear Coach on the trade deadline activity. This was Raheem Morris with us earlier today.
I always give you guys stuff, but you know, Terry does such a great job of really scouring the roster at all times and finding ways to improve. And like at this time of the year, really, general managers across the board talk to each other, and there's shoppers, there's buyers, there's all kinds of guys, and there's sometimes people just calling to acquire about different things, and like you're always fielding calls, you're always talking.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
And so I'm sure you talk about all these things. You get a couple of different scenarios on the table. And if something realistic were ever to come to us, Terry would walk down the office, be able to talk to me, go through the process, let us make decisions together. We're always going to do things collaborative. It's just on collaborative on get hired day, right? Mm-hmm. It's collaborative throughout the whole process, right? And it's a collaborative efforts between myself. You know, we always incorporate and talk about it with our owner. We always talk about it with our people that are really in charge, our coordinators on my side of the ball. And on this side of the ball, you're talking about Kyle Smith, you're talking about Ryan Pace, you're talking about Tumbo. All of those guys are all involved. So, like, we try to involve as many people as we can to make sure we bring the right people in there, first of all, and we're able to add people that's going to help us and give us value that we want and that makes sense for us. So, you know, nothing went down yesterday, and it's exactly what it is. But you can't forget how much you like the people you have. Like, all of a sudden, overnight, I didn't stop liking my guys.
Right.
I love my guys. And, like, I love the fact of who we have. I love what we have. And I love what we can even get better, right? Like, we got people that's not playing at the level that we're going to get them to play at, and I can't wait till it happens.
Who's going to step up if Drake can't go Sunday? That is the question for me right now.
Yeah, man, right now we've also learned that Kyle Pitts has a hamstring that was made him limited in practice today. So Drake's got the hip pointer. Coach was positive today. He was limited again, was Drake. But all of a sudden you got two big playmakers, and maybe aren't 100% in a rivalry game, a team which is maybe looking to show some, I don't know, some aggression because they're over their old coach and maybe they want to play for the new coach who's a special teams maniac. I don't know. Still, it's a scary situation, Carl. You got two big pieces in your offense that can't go 100%.
Kadero Hodge is going to step up and play a bigger role. I'm not telling he's catching 10 balls, but that's who would step up in the absence
of Drake. You're giving up, like, you can't match the size of Pitts and Drake, but Kadero Hodge is certainly able to make the big plays. He had the crazy touchdown. We know about that in Tampa Bay game. What else? Ray McLeod. Ray got in the end zone on that beautiful drag route that Kurt found him. They bought time for that. One thing for certain, but I do think you know, the way Cam Jordan looks, I think we'll be okay. He's just not the same guy. Their pass rush isn't as nasty as it's been in years past against the Saints.
All right, guys, coming up, we're going to hear from Matthew Bergeron, our left guard, and he's been really good so far this season. And we talked to him about a variety of things. By the way, Tony Bland says, fellas, Georgia didn't have the hardest schedule. Florida did, according to ESPN strength of record metric.
We're talking about the teams that are in the top 25, my friend.
They have the number one schedule.
All right. We're talking about the teams that are going to be in the postseason, my friend.
Thank you, Tony.
But thank you, Mr. Gator.
But he's right. Florida had a daunting schedule, and it's showing.
But I'm sorry. I thought we expressed. Now you're going to get me angry at the Gator fan. We're talking about teams that actually have a playoff hope.
Coming up, Matthew Bergeron next. We're live at the Ticketmaster studio, inside the Ticketmaster studios here at Flowery Branches. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach Rogers joined us. We're going to talk more about what he had to say about this rookie class. But right now we're joined by Matthew Bergeron, our left guard. This dude's a silent killer. And listen, when he got drafted, everybody went, oh, Syracuse, where's this guy? And he's come in here, Mike. He's not said a whole lot. We love his personality, but he has been a baller for the Atlanta Falcons. Right. Matthew, man, how you been? It's good to have you.
Oh, been good, man. It's been a good year. I'm having a lot of fun, so I'm just happy to be here with you guys, man. Thank you for having me.
Right. And not to blow smoke, but we did say last year, rarely does a guy plug in, and we're not talking about you. Mm. I'm not hearing holding number 65. You know what I mean? It's just, unfortunately, it was an injury, but you took advantage of the opportunity, and you've been starting ever since.
No doubt. I mean, I'm just surrounded by a bunch of great guys. It's like playing next to Jake Matthews, playing next to Drew Dahlman, having Chris Lindstrom, and obviously Coach Lethford has done a great job for helping me with that transition, because I was a tackle in college and came in and played as a left guard. It's a lot different, you know, so they did a good job of helping me, so I'm just really grateful to be surrounded by those people.
So playing left tackle, and obviously that means he's got good feet, guys. If you're an offensive lineman and you're playing left tackle, and then they move you inside, how much has that helped you?
I mean, everything I learned at tackle definitely helped me with that transition at guard, but also some of these things maybe also, like, knocked me, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, I got a tendency of playing high.
Because of tackle?
Yeah. And at tackle, you get a lot more space as far as in pass protection and in the run game. So I had to tight up my feet, tight up my hands and stuff like that. So I think that might have been the hardest part of my transition. So I'm still working on it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect, but yeah.
You get like half a count of tackle. You know, it's guard. They're right there.
Right, they're right there. Yeah, those guys are right there. They got a big jump on you, and that tackle, you get a lot more space. So that was the main thing for me, just getting used to it's like a fight in the phone booth at guard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they're right there. So you got to be quick with your hands, quick with your feet. But, yeah.
Well, it's funny because we had Jake Matthews on a couple of weeks ago. It was Matthew Bergeron's with us in studio here, and he was saying, I said, man, it seemed like what we just said to you, it seemed like you plugged in. He goes, yeah, man, he picks it up. He likes, you talk about your swag, you know, because you don't want to not be yourself. If you have an attitude and edge, you got to play with that, right?
No doubt. You got to have an edge, and especially in this league, you know, everybody's good around you, so you got to have a certain confidence about yourself, about your game. So it definitely helped me a lot, and I feel like there's a huge difference in my confidence from last year and this year, just with experience. And the year two is totally different. I got a good routine going and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been good. And, you know, playing next to Jake definitely helped me a lot. I don't got to worry about making calls and stuff like that, because he got that down there. Right.
It's true. He's making those calls on the O-line. Yeah. Hey, man, let's talk about our run game, Matthew, because we've been pretty damn good at it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hear this all the time. Guys, take pride in it. Like, you like getting off the ball and banging guys and moving them out of the way and creating that space for Bijan and Tyler. And then, you know, to celebrate, right, when these guys break a run, you know, Tyler had, I think, a 20-yard run that was called back last week.
Yeah.
But, like, you see that, you feel good as an offensive lineman. Like, we can do this today.
Oh, no doubt. And it gets us going. And just seeing everybody buying in into the run game, you know, you guys might not see it, but, like, guys like Drake London going in and blocking, guys like Darnell, Ray having key blocks, and it just gets everybody going. And, you know, when Tyler's out there running three people over, you know, it just gets everybody going. So we're super hype about it. Obviously, Bijan's an incredible athlete. He makes us right, you know, some of the occasions. So it's just good to have, you know, those two guys back there and just going at it.
Matthew Bergeron is with us, guys. So last year, obviously, it didn't work out. This year, it's like, what a change of script. I mean, you know, Kirk Cousins comes in. By the way, what's it like playing with this guy? Because everybody we've spoken to said, man, he's a leader. He's a trip, basically, to play with.
I mean, he's a great dude. You know, obviously, the word to describe him is leader. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as he walked in, everybody bought in. I think that's the main thing to be said about Kirk. He got a great attitude about the game. And, most people in offense look up to him.
You've gone up against some dudes already, right?
Yeah, right.
Inside, Chris Jones.
Yeah.
You know, you got a little bit of that T.J. Watt early in the season. Is there somebody you went, man, that was a battle today? Like, you know, and no disrespect to any of these cats because everybody in the league can play, but, like, have you left on a Sunday and been like, that was a battle?
I mean, I feel like every Sunday there's a battle, man. Like, compared to college, you know, there's same game in college. You play those small schools.
You just took advantage of them.
Yeah, you're right. But you get in the league, no matter how good or how bad the record is,
They're going to have
some guys out there. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like every week's a battle. But you play certain guys like Chris Jones, guys like Quinnen Williams.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we have to play Derrick Brown twice a year. That's a big challenge for us. Obviously you gotta be on top of your fundamentals and just go out there and try and make it right, you know.
I know that Danuzel had to deal with Villaveda. Villaveda's arms are like tree trunks.
Oh, my God. He's so big and strong. Yeah. He's a different cat. But, yeah, like we have to play that guy twice a year. And no matter how good or how bad the team is, they're going to have some cats that can play ball. It's the National Football League.
A lot of talking or little talking down there on the line of scrimmage. I mean, I'm not talking about calling the calls.
Oh.
I'm talking about talking. Like, because – when big boys get tired, man, it's hard to talk a little smack, man.
No, it is.
Huh?
Do you talk that ish?
Do you talk that?
I talk a little bit. Last year I said a word. but this year I talk a little bit more.
A little bit.
I was talking about confidence earlier, but I definitely talk a little bit more. But yeah, in the fourth quarter, everybody's just quiet, you know, because it's a long game, and yeah, you just focus on your assignment.
Yeah. So what's your go to? It's gonna be like this all day. What's your go to?
I don't know. I just go with the rhythm, man. You know, I get shoved after a play or something like that. I'm gonna turn back and talk a little bit, and it's just fun to see because, like,
I'm gonna pancake your ass. Yeah. That, right.
It's just fun to see because, like, you know, it gets guys like riled up. You know, if I see Newsel get picked on, whatever, I'm gonna go out there and have his back. So it's just good to see that everybody just coming in together.
Matthew Bergeron's with us, you guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios. By the way, you ever drop any French on somebody? They have no idea what you're saying.
Oh, I haven't dropped any French on nobody, but I actually played Ben St. Juice last year, corner from the Washington Commanders. He had the game-winning pick against us last year in Mercedes-Benz. So we talked smack after the season a little bit, but I'm excited to play him again this year.
It's gonna be an interesting game,
man. No doubt.
What do you think about the Saints, man? We saw them already.
Mm-hmm.
Going on the road, you know, I mean, you were here last year. Look, this thing, we don't like them, right?
Right.
I mean,
it's just
what it is. Like, this is a college rivalry in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. We don't care what's going on with them. Coach said our prep is going to remain the same, but what do you see? Is there anything different, do you think, than the first time we saw these guys, and what are you expecting on Sunday?
I'm expecting a physical game. You know, obviously they have something to prove. We have something to prove, and it's Saints week, so no matter how good or how bad the other team is, they're going to be a physical game. It's going to be a fight. And, you know, last time we went to New Orleans, and it wasn't a good outcome for us. So a lot of guys, you know, I didn't forget about it. So I want to go out there and get a win. And but I just know they're going to be riled up. You know, obviously they've had some changes in the office. And so, yeah, they're going to come in ready to fight and trying to knock us off our route. But we'll put our head down and work.
All right, man. We're just talking. Matthew grew up, Carl, just down the road, about an hour and a half from Montreal.
Yeah. Mm.
And we're just talking about, maybe we'll get you on for a Formula One podcast. Man.
Oh, we should. We definitely should. Man.
Big Max Verstappen fan.
That'd be dope.
I'll be a great guest. So every year I get a chance to go to the Canadian Grand Prix. And last year I was able to go to the Aston Martin garage.
Oh, cool.
So I got to see the
cars. Crazy, right?
That's
right, because Lance Stroll and his dad, Lawrence Stroll, richest guy in Canada.
Yeah, Lance Stroll is from Quebec. So, you know, so it was good. It was actually fun,
That's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, we are big fans.
Right. There you
man,
go, brother.
Keep grinding.
Appreciate you.
Enjoy watching you, you know, do what you do, and let's go get a dub on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you guys.
Matthew Bergeron, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to come back. We'll talk about all the things we heard from Coach and Matthew here live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good, man. And he's enjoyed the fact that, you know, he's – some guys – you know, you kind of have to work into the position. He just jumped right in. I mean, he's almost like a first-rounder. Like, Lindstrom was a first-rounder. You knew out of BC he was going to be ready to rock. And as he talked about the nuances of playing from, like, the tackle position, where you get a chance to maybe have half a count and kind of get some room where, you know, boom, they're right on top of you in the heart of the offensive line. Love Bergeron. Yeah, that's right. One of our best players is Canadian.
He's tough. And I say that like, oh, they're all tough. You got to have a certain mentality, man, on that O-line.
And he's got the swag.
He does. And this, if we're going to go far, and I mean deep in the playoffs, this is going to be a big part of it. Listen, Ryan Newsill has stepped in. He's shown you he can take up, you know, Hennessy's job and do the job.
And Dalton, by the way, did practice today.
Which is great news.
At center, yeah.
you know, and he's been on the IR. But Bergeron and Matthews and Lindstrom and McGrady are going to be a big part if we go far. And part of that has more to do with protecting Kirk Cousins than it does the run game.
Mm-hmm.
We can run the football pretty much on anybody.
Right.
It's more about protecting Cousins and allowing him to do what he's been doing and keeping that completion percentage up. There were times, Mike, on Sunday against the Cowboys defense, and again, they're depleted, but it is what it is, and we'll see if it happens again on Sunday. Cousins literally is look right, look middle, right. Look left, I'm going to come back to the right, and then I'm throwing the ball. That's a lot of time.
We talked about that Ray McCloud drag route that takes time to develop.
Yes.
You know, your offensive line giving you time to do all those things. And, you know, the Darnell Mooney touchdown in Tampa Bay where he's coming from the pylon working his way over. They call it a bench route again. All these. Well, why do they call it that? Ask Randy Mack. But anyway, but that also takes time. And Kirk's got time to diagnose it, see it, and then drop that diamond. I still think one of the prettiest touchdown passes we've seen since Matt Ryan's days here in Atlanta.
All right, guys. It's Dukes and Bill. We're live at Flowery Branch. Coming up, the Hawks at 7 o'clock. So we'll take you all the way up to the start of the pregame show here. Nick's in town tonight, so we'll talk more about that as well. But being up here today, I'll say this. And, you know, we've been telling you this, that the vibe up here, the energy is good. Matthew Bergeron comes in here, man. Before the interview, he's smiling, clowning around with us outside the door. The energy is we got a good team. It's not, we're not sure, maybe, it's, we got a good team, and we're having fun, and guess what? Now we've gotten into our groove. Mike, we're 9 weeks into the season. We're 9 weeks in.
There's only so many teams that have 6 wins or more, and, you know, we know who we're up against, man. You know, it's like, again, Detroit, look, no one's going to say Detroit is like the 49ers with Joe Montana back today, but they are the top dog right now. Certainly, when you look around the conference, you say, hey, we could hang with the Eagles. We beat the Eagles. Now, I don't want to have to go up against, if I can't help it, Jalen Hurts again because of the element he brings to the table, how difficult he is to get on the ground. But, you know, that's a team we would probably, you know, be taking on right now if the playoffs started today. That's who we're playing. It's the Eagles here. So you've got to get Jalen Hurts on the ground because he did have some big plays against us. Obviously, the Eagles screwed up and Saquon fumbled, but we took advantage of it. You got Jaden Daniels. We're going to see him late in the season up in D.C. We may see him in the playoffs. Jordan Love could see him in the playoffs. You know, for one thing, the good news is, as you laid out earlier, we went against New Orleans. We're 5-0, and it's all knock wood. You're, a lot of strange things would have to happen for us to fall out of winning this division. And division, you're in the playoffs.
Quick update, the Carolina Panthers. Guys, we got a game in Germany this weekend. 9:30 Eastern time, that's a.m. So this is going to be the last one, but it's Giants and Carolina in Munich.
Yeah, maybe if we give you back Daniel Jones, we don't want him.
So Dave Canales said today that Bryce Young is going to start his third game of the season.
And, you know, there was a talk that they were kind of shopping. And there's even talk, we didn't get into this in the Blitz, there's a couple teams called the Colts about Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Thought that was interesting. Also learned today that poor Bucks, we beat them. Then they lose to the Chiefs in a game. They didn't get to see the ball in overtime. And now they get the 49ers coming to Raymond James. And it looks like Christian McCaffrey is going to play. He's going to have a good week of practice so far, Carl, through Wednesday, 3 days. Kyle Shanahan saying he looks great, and Micah Parsons is kind of 50-50. They feel that he's trending. He said he feels he's going to play this week and get back for the Cowboys. They
need him. Speaking of the Cowboys, we do have an update on Dak. We're going to tell you what happened to him Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, like the real thing that happened and why he didn't come back into the game, and also the Hawks tonight. We'll get into that as well as the Knicks are in town. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah. Nick's in town tonight. We're going to talk about our Hawks coming up here. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you missed Coach Ra or Matthew Bergeron, those interviews online at Odyssey.com. You can always check out all the interviews there and rewind as well, which is a cool feature. Mike, Sunday we were at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and we see Dak Prescott leave. And then we get, you know, the report that it's a hamstring. And I said at the time, I was like, well, he should be able to come back into the game. And then immediately Dak Prescott was, you know, questionable about returning. And after the game, Cooper Rush comes in and we said, okay, well, hamstring, it can't be that bad. He had the MRI Monday. And now we find out more information about this injury.
Yeah, Jane Slater, who covers the Cowboys and NFL Network, she says that the IR status now maybe go longer. Initial diagnosis, a partial avulsion of his hamstring tendon, which is partially torn off the bone.
Oh!
And then there's a companion piece on social media that a doctor, an orthopedist, took a look at, says this is a big deal. He says he literally partially tore the hamstring tendon off the bone, off the hip. He says this usually is a grade 2 of the tendon. He says this can take up to 6 weeks if surgery and up to 10 weeks to heal without surgery. So for all intents and purposes, Dak's season could be over for the Cowboys.
it should be. If you get into December, which I think is what's going to happen, Mike, and right now I still don't think they have a shot, but let's just give them 3 weeks, and they are out of this thing. Why are you bringing Dak back at any risk or cost? You just gave him the biggest and the richest deal in NFL history for a quarterback.
Right.
You know the team is not built to go anywhere. I'm just telling you, like all those Cowboy fans that were at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Dak's probably done for the season. And by no fault of his own, but right. Jerry and company would have to be idiots to run him back out on the field, Mike, even if he was available in late December. For what?
Yeah, there's no gain there. And then the ultimate irony, we were talking about this earlier in the show, you know, Trey Lance, they didn't pick up the fifth-year option on him because he is a top-five pick, so the money's going to cost. So he goes. So you could argue that you could have showcased Trey Lance, held on to him, and then actually traded him and help getting some draft equity to help rebuild your team next year as Dak is your man.
Yeah.
Because you got a no-trade clause, as we learned from our buddy Fish on Dak's new deal.
Well, Dak's not going anywhere. He had a no-trade in his last deal, too, Mike.
Okay.
I mean, this is
but
just
I would think at this stage of his career, you change that if you're Jerry Jones of the Cowboys. You come off that.
He had all the leverage. That's why this was crazy, why it took so long. But here's the deal with Trey Lance. If he was going to play, he would have played Sunday against us.
You never see, no one even knows what this guy is. I mean, literally, I have no idea. I mean, he had less snaps than Anthony Richardson as far as real competition.
Yep.
It's just, it's hard to get your head around what this guy will ever be and where he's ever going to be at. So he can walk, and then somebody will put a baseball hat on him, and we'll see if he gets a second shot. It is interesting, though, when you look at the Cowboys and the stuff we learned last week with our Cowboys insiders who joined the show, that between the one-year contracts, I should say, and the top-heavy nature of it, you give Micah Parsons a deal, they're going to be in the same boat as the Dolphins. At least the Dolphins have you could argue kind of a window, and the Cowboys are going backwards.
Yeah, it's more.
The Dolphins don't have a window at all this year, but you get the picture.
No, and it's more about what's around Dak Prescott. But Dak's not going to be back anytime soon. And hearing that, when you said coming off the bone,
oof.
I was like, I don't care how that sounds or what
right.
what the healing process is. It sounds like it's going to be a lot longer. Meanwhile, we need to talk about the Hawks. Tonight, it's Knicks in town. Trae Young averaging 24 points. He leads the league in assists per game right now. Taking on the Knicks tonight. Jalen Brunson, Karl-Anthony Towns, Anunoby. They got a nice squad.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Knicks, when it's all said and done, will be in contention for, the Eastern Conference Finals. I really do. Everybody's talking about Philly. I got to see how that team looks and if they're going to be healthy, because they're not right now. But, Mike, with all the deals and stuff that they made, I still think there's a meshing thing that's going on with the Knicks right now. They're 3-3. We're 3-5. But after that beatdown against Boston, I'd like to see us respond tonight. So I'm glad Trey is playing, but
right.
we're going to need some help, man, because they're bigs. I mean, again, Anthony and Karl-Anthony Towns and company, they got a lot of size.
It's hard to see Capella and visualize Okongwu when he's in the rotation. You know, those guys, unless they're going to feed him down in the low post. Of course, Cat can also pop out. Yeah, this seems like a tough matchup, knowing that Trey's got maybe, I don't know if they didn't say anything about a minutes restriction, but he is available with the rib injury. By the way, you and I were talking off the air.
Yeah.
You know, we had a sort of a love-hate relationship with Coach Bud. He was fun to break balls with. Coach Bud knew how to get the most out of the Bucks. Doc Rivers, talk about nothing. Milwaukee's dead last in the East at 1-6 right now. You know, I mean, on the other end of the spectrum, you know, Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs are 8-0. But how about this? The Bucks and the Sixers are a combined 2-11. In addition to the soap opera with Embiid now after the shove of the reporter being out for 3 games on a suspension.
It's listen, I never thought the Doc Rivers hire made sense. But you're seeing it, rear its ugly head again.
Mm.
Ask Sixer fans about Doc Rivers and how they feel about how he blew games and never really got them to a point that they should have gotten there. One of those years was us, right?
Right.
We beat them in the playoffs in a year
right.
where they were projected to get to the Eastern Conference Finals or beyond. I don't know where that goes, Mike, but that doesn't bode well for him, although he's owed a lot of money, so they might just stay the course. The Sixer thing, you're telling me that Embiid – right? Mm-hmm. And that everybody on that team, listen, Maxey's the star now.
Right.
But you're basically telling me that Embiid and
Paul George
is all going to be healthy.
Right.
But I don't buy that.
No, not for the season. So you look at the 3-game suspension there, find themselves like in purgatory right now. The Knicks, 3-3, they're getting pressure from the media. I told you this article I read yesterday saying, wow, man, this Eastern Conference is a little tougher than they expected. Well, it's wide open. It's fair to middling. It's only the first few weeks of the season. But let's hope they don't get some traction tonight against us because, as you said, the front court seems like a bit of a mismatch advantage Knicks tonight.
I need Jalen Johnson, JJ, to go off tonight and do his thing, man. He's averaging 20 a game, basically, for his last four games.
He's good.
He's good.
We knew this.
Yes.
That's why he got the deal, and I like what I'm seeing
from
Reece
Oshay. How long did it take you to see J.J. being good?
You told me.
but you see it, right?
Yeah, you see it every week. And the only beef was just the inability to put like a nice 3 or 4 months together, because it'd always be a little nagging injury. At least this year, knock wood, hopefully that won't be the case. But you said it, you know, like
but
last
Mike,
year.
He's giving you 20 a game. This is what I needed from DeAndre Hunter.
We want the Anthony Edwards. We want that next big thing. You know, you want that guy. You know, and he's that kind of guy for the Hawks. But you're right. This team defensively, especially with the perimeter defense or lack of perimeter defense, DeAndre Hunter's got to be out there. DeAndre Hunter's out there. No. He's got more knee injury management, whatever. I don't know what that means.
He's missed the last six games. I mean, 36 points and 13 boards in two games this season. So we'll see. I hate to
go do the argument, but it's applicable here. Does he love this game?
Don't know.
Does he love basketball?
Don't know.
Is he passionate about it?
Don't know.
Is he passionate about his craft? What'd you do this offseason? What'd you work on?
Don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know any of that. What I do know is we're at a point in his career where he should be giving us what Jalen Johnson's giving us every night.
Right.
And this is what I've been preaching for the last 3 years when guys are like, get off his back. By the way, Dyson Daniels?
Good.
He's playing some good defense, man. He's playing well.
I got no beef with him. I'm okay. You know, my mean on is for DeAndre Hunter.
Jeez.
Now, Dyson Daniels did a nice job in the Olympics, which kind of gave us a chance to see what he's all about.
Yeah.
And certainly from a defense standpoint, you know, on paper, we should be better in the half court. Just tough. Trey's banged up. What do you expect from Trey tonight? What's that? What's
Landry? Landry. Listen, if Trey can play, he's going to give you 20 plus tonight.
Right.
I just think here's what the Celtics did, and then we got.
It's hard for Trey to make his bread and butter get into the stripe and taking contact if he's got bad ribs.
Yes, but here's what the Celtics did, and I give them credit. They helped take Trey out of the mix. What they did the other night is said, "Who are these other guys?"
Right.
You are going to have to beat us. We're not going to let this little dude take over the game like he has and beat us shooting these long threes. So, Mike, they double-teamed him. They ran guys at him. They took the ball out of his hands.
Right.
It's like six games into the season. That's how the Celtics are playing, like it's a playoff game. Mm-hmm. So Trey is doing the right thing. This is what Quinn was saying. He's passing the ball and giving it up. Where's the help?
Consistent scoring. Where's the help?
Where's the help? So, either way, we'll see what happens tonight. Knicks in. To take on our Hawks right here coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. We'll tell you where we're going to be tomorrow, who's going to be on the show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, tomorrow we're at Taco Mac right off of Dallas Highway, guys. Marietta, come down and see us. Barbara Dooley's going to join us. Bradley Pinion, also, yes, our Falcons kicker. Shane Beamer, South Carolina stand-up. Danny Cannell's going to join us as well. We'll talk some college football with him. All right, we got to get out of the way. Jersey Mike, on-site engineer, thank you so much. Back at the studio, Orn, great job. And Turtle, our executive producer. Hawks basketball on the way. Stay right here. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
If you love the show,
tell your friends.
If not, you're wearing British Knights.
All right.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.